We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you, as always, can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, ours is free. freetalklive.com. We go to you and your thoughts. Your phone calls. Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, hey. I really wanted to say that I enjoyed what the last caller had to say about organized religion.
Yeah, for those that were not tuned in for that, the call at the end of the hour is a Christian calling to apologize for the other Christians for not actually following in Jesus' footsteps and emulating Jesus and actually going and standing up, for instance, for the folks in Orlando that are being arrested for feeding the hungry.
Right.
He asked the question, where are all the Christians coming out to support those people and get arrested, and all the old ladies, the church ladies, and everybody coming out to support? They're not.
Absolutely.
And he really railed against the Christian.
It says something about these times and the fact that we've been conditioned to be very social Darwinistic, in a sense. It could very well, with the dollar collapse and the financial institutions collapsing, people that are fairly affluent now could be as broke as the homeless person that's been living on the street for the last 5 years. If we cannot empathize and see ourselves in the less fortunate, we're in a really bad way. And I just think that if I'm hungry and homeless on the street, I just hope someone would have the courage, if they have the extra food, to offer me some. And I feel the same way, if I see someone that's hungry or homeless and I have some extra food or a little bit of money. What's interesting, sometimes the people will say, you know, if you just have, let's say, a pizza, and that's what you're going to have for the next 2 days. And they say, no, I want fried chicken, I don't want pizza. I mean, you know, then it's sort of different. But people are really starving, and the food pantries all over the country are going empty. And our government certainly doesn't care about providing for the people in any real way. Oh, of course they'll provide for the multinational corporations and the billionaires and the mega-billionaires with their tax loopholes and tax shelters, but
you know, if the homeless
the
homeless in Orlando wanted to get some food, they could actually show up and start serving the food at the park, get arrested, and not give their name and information, and then they could get 3 hots and a cot.
Yeah.
This
is a little joke that people make about prison all the time. Prisoners love prison. They just want to go back.
Some homeless people do want to go back because they do get free food.
I can tell you, I spent a long time in prison, and I never met one person that didn't want to leave.
Well, homeless people don't go to prison, they go to jail.
Pretty soon it'll be debtor's prison, and then you'll have whole families, just like 18th and 19th century England, when people, whole families will be sent off to the work camps, or the, FEMA camp. No, it's very bad.
That's a scary concept.
All I can say is this. This country's ready to collapse, and people are so jaded and so decadent. There's nothing like decadence, arresting people that are doing the work of the Creator, helping the feed the hungry, clothing the naked. I mean, these are in all of the spiritual traditions of this world, not just Christianity or Judaism or Islam. All great religious traditions call on the members to share. And I find this whole thing, as I find American foreign policy, repugnant. But the reason why I called was not that. I was very interested in your electronic cigarette.
Yeah.
And
have never tried one. Mark, you have taken a drag off of one.
Yes.
Though,
yeah. In a sense, you're getting the nicotine with that, correct? But you're having water mist, kind of like a vaporizer.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
It's nicotine that's delivered in a different fashion rather than combusting tobacco.
It's boiled. I mean, that's essentially what vapor is.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to have something like giving off the great essence of cannabis, sort of like synthetically, that wouldn't be quote unquote marijuana.
I have heard that they have
the same kind.
To answer your question, yes, I have heard that they have cannabis flavored packs. I don't know who has them or where they're for sale.
They may very well be flavored. That doesn't mean they contain THC.
That was his question: is do they not have something that has the essence of it, but it's not illegal because it would contain THC otherwise? So it would smell like it.
That would seem to be the great way to sort of get around, you know, the problem. If you could synthesize the active ingredient, but it wouldn't be the THC, it would be something.
Oh, I see. Well, they do actually have, and this is sort of a second answer to your question here, they actually do have synthetic THC products that have been sold as K2 brand name, Spice brand name. These have been sold in different places. Some states have already outlawed. That's not true. In some places, they have already been outlawed. So that stuff doesn't usually last very long. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't think they've gotten around to passing a national ban on that yet, but I could be wrong on that. I don't recall hearing that. That the synthetic cannabis, which is essentially dried...
I hadn't heard that there was a national ban on it. No, just some states.
Some states. It's essentially dried herbs that are not cannabis that are sprayed with a chemical that essentially is an analog of the THC chemical. Yeah. And I've tried this stuff before, and I got high off of it, so it works. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Helen is listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Hey, Helen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi there.
Hey.
Maybe this isn't something you want to address immediately, but something that can go on for a little debate for a while, because I see what's happening with our government right now and Congress and as far as people not paying any attention to anything. If you want to address the issues, I called you before and I said, all right, can you explain the difference to me? What you think, and the anarchism and corporatism. Anarchism and libertarianism. Okay, so I lived in France for 4.5 years, and I'll tell you, you know, if anyone wants to call me a socialist, I will just say thank you. I'll say merci, you know. And, like, I set foot on that soil. I was a student, and I worked the whole time I was there also. And it was the moment I set foot on that soil, I had all my health insurance, health care was provided for me 100% free, okay? And in 4.5 years, you know, I was like in my early 20s now, and I only went to the doctor once, okay? So I paid more into it than I took out of it, you know? So, and you guys are libertarians. See, I was in government and philosophy at an Ivy League school, so I'm trying to figure out where you guys... All right, so... So now what I'm feeling is we've got this multinational corporatism, which is bordering on fascism, which I know you guys know what that is.
Fascism is the marrying of the large corporations and the government.
Yes, and that's what's happening right now.
I'd agree.
And so I'm wondering where libertarian. All right, I'm on the Democratic committee here too. I was drafted. I didn't want to be on it because I told them I'm too progressive. You don't want me, and they go, "Yes, we do." Yeah. So I'm wondering where libertarians stand on this because you know
on what
on the marrying on the growth of fascism in the world.
I'm against corporations.
I think if anyone is going to admit they're for fascism, they're like a psycho, I think.
I am against corporations.
But I mean, you have to admit that, in fact, both Republicans and Democrats in this country seem to embrace the ideas of fascism. I mean, you know, they.
I totally admit to that.
Yep.
That's why I didn't even want to be on this committee.
Mm-hmm. And so the answer is I'm against corporations.
This is one of those areas where real progressives and libertarians can really get along because the fact is the corporations are nothing but pieces of paper that the government has created and then called them people. They're little paper people. And the idea that...
that's the Citizens United decision, which I'm sure you're aware of.
It's part of it.
It's been going on since before that. But hold on. We'll bring it back here in a moment if you'd like to continue this conversation. We can do that. that. More with Helen at 800-259-9231. Corporatism, and I don't really like the term libertarian. I maybe used to have called myself that 5 years ago, but not anymore. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
As we continue here, we will take your calls about anything. That is the point of the program. But there is, of course, much more to discuss in the world, and we'll get back into some of that here in a little bit. Helen is on the line, though, I believe, at this time. Helen, are you still with us from Ithaca?
Yeah, Helen is still here to yak with you for a few minutes.
Sure. So we were talking about, progressives and libertarians, and as I mentioned, I don't really care for the term libertarian. I don't think anyone in this room, would you all describe as self-describe as libertarian?
Nope.
Well, it depends on who I'm talking to.
Okay. Well, would you describe as libertarian?
I don't like to use any terminology. I believe, that people should be free.
Okay. So you're not really talking to libertarians per se, but maybe, again, I'm a former libertarian. And maybe some libertarians would share these beliefs, but I don't know how many of them have really looked too closely at corporations.
I don't know how many libertarians. I've met a few libertarians. I've never met any who I thought were nasty people. So I kind of think we're coming from the same, philosophy or
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I think most liberty-minded people are oriented toward peace and love instead of violence and coercion.
That's right.
So,
yeah, but if I had to identify myself, like I told you, I didn't even want to be on the Democratic Committee here. I would say I am a socialist. I lived in France. I love the place. And,
Well, that's where we're going to disagree, like, because socialism is total government control over economy.
That's communism. It's just control over the major industries, like your utilities, things like that. That we should all be part of it. It's like that we're not getting, that we are part of the company. That's what socialism is.
But unfortunately, it usually involves coercion. If you could do some sort of socialism where you weren't actually coercing people into it, then I would support you on that. So to get back to your original question about corporations, they are essentially a creation of government. The people calling themselves government, because really they're just a corporation as well.
The lobbyists are the creation of this whole thing.
Well, corporation is a fictional entity. It's a piece of paper. It's words on paper, like laws. They're fiction. They're created to provide some sort of transaction.
Now they are persons. Thank God. Being sarcastic for Citizens United.
That's only the most recent decision. That's only the calling them persons in relation to campaign contributions. But corporations have been considered persons in law for a long time. So that's old news, actually. It's just that only recently
representing the file folder's ability to speak through money.
Only recently people have picked up on this. So corporations were created originally. The idea was they were supposed to be created for public good projects, like building a bridge or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they went beyond that to have these limited
corporations. I'm against losing your identity as a citizen of the universe or your country if you're that.
Well, you should be against corporations, and here's why.
Multinational corporations are like killing this country.
No, it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with multinational. It has to do with the concept of a corporation.
Because
and if you think, do you think that business owners should be given privileges over other people?
I don't know how you define privilege, but I do not think
should a business owner be protected better?
People should be able to hide their revenue.
That's what corporations allow them to do. I mean, the corporation protects the business owner from liability for his personal actions when he's acting as the business.
Well, anybody who takes out an insurance policy is protecting their liability.
They pay for that, and the question is, and they go into a group, but when the government does it, they essentially just allow you to say you buy a open a corporation just to put your cars in. Well, if you get into it, if you run your car into somebody, accidentally, they can sue the corporation, which has no money in it, and they can't get anything out of them. You might be rich and should be responsible for paying that person's Yeah. I mean, so that's
right. So,
life is so short. So why would you want to spend your whole life trying to like cheat people? You know, it doesn't make any
sense. I agree with you.
I agree with you. But do you understand what we're saying? It's the corporations that allow people to be cheated. So if I create a corporation to run a business and I pollute somebody's pollute a river as a result of that, the corporation can be sued, but I cannot, even though I was the one who made the decision to pollute the river.
Unless it's considered a criminal act.
So
LLC, okay.
So, right. So do you understand the corporations were created to protect people who are connected to the government, who are able to get these corporations granted to them? It's essentially protecting the rich and the powerful. That's basically what, or the people that know what they're doing, that's basically the purpose of corporations. So there's no reason why anybody who is a regular person should be in favor of having corporations around.
Yeah, well, I'm not stupid. If I wanted to start a corporation, I could, but I don't like to live my life cheating people.
I'm right with you.
I agree 100%.
So I think we're on the same page there then in that case, Helen?
Yeah, so what do you think about socialists?
Well, I think that, as I mentioned before, if you can have your wealth redistribution on a consensual basis, then I support it. But if you're talking about forcing people into a socialist system, then I'm against coercion.
I went to France. I was a student, and I was working there. So I paid money into the system, and I actually ended up paying more money. I mean, I don't think people should, like, only go to the doctor once in every 4.5 years, because that's what I did. So they got more money out of me than I received for my one doctor's visit. But
that's fine by you. Well, I get that. Helen,
I'm for single payer, okay? I think healthcare is a right.
So I think that you have the right to care for your own health. I absolutely agree with that. However, I don't think that anyone else is responsible to care for your health. But let me give you a situation where we do have socialism here in the United States. Public schools.
The VA is socialism.
Well, no, I'd like to use public schools because I think this is a great example. I've got a child who's 3 years old, and the town in which I live uses somewhere between 60 and 80% of the taxes to fund the school. That's almost all the taxes go towards funding their school. Now, I'm never going to send my child to this school. I have no interest in sending my child to this school. I have moral convictions that don't allow me to send my child to this school, and yet, every 6 months, other people steal money from my kid in order to send their kids to school.
All right. My whole life, I went to parochial schools, okay? I was raised Roman Catholic. I went to private schools, and now I went to an Ivy League college. And my parents are not wealthy. They never paid a cent for me. I had a scholarship to go there. And I would be happy to pay for public schools.
You may be happy. I am unhappy. The money, I'm not wealthy either, and every penny that they take from me, the $3,000 a year that they get out of me, is money that I could be using to educate my child.
Well, your kid, right. Yeah.
But they're using it, and trust me, these people are driving nicer cars. I mean, I go to that school, I see what's going on there. They've got nicer buildings. I mean, you know, the folks live in bigger houses, and they're stealing from me to send their kids to school.
Helen, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's the stealing that's the problem. It's the force, the coercion.
It's the force. I should be able to opt out. I mean, I've got a kid. I should be able to educate him with my money.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Get the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward over time, and relatively quickly. I remember in the last few months, it's been, they were less than a dollar. Now they're $16.30, I think I saw them at today. You can find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. We'll continue with your calls in just a moment, but just a few more thoughts on the idea of socialism. JJ, what are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you're talking about using force to achieve some sort of equalization amongst different socioeconomic parties. I think So the idea is wonderful. Okay, yes, we want to help everybody. We want to give everybody, you know, food and shelter and health care and all these wonderful things that people are, I guess, needing to have basic life and basic quality of life. But they're not rights. There's no right to health care. There's no right to public education. There's no right to a lot of these pension plans and savings and all that stuff. There's no rights guaranteed that any of that stuff is going to happen to you.
Right. Does a person who's on a desert island have a right to education?
Yeah. No. If so, how come we're not delivering it to them? I mean, if so, if Americans have a right to education and health care, don't the people in Papua New Guinea have the right to education and health care? And if so, why aren't we taxing ourselves and sending the money to them?
I think the idea that personal responsibility is you know, the way to go about things, but the people who practice this socialism, they become dependent on the system that they're a part of, whether it's welfare or it's the health care or it's the public education or whatever it is, there's a dependency that grows from socialism. You become dependent upon the state, and then the state all of a sudden becomes some sort of puppet master. Because
almost like a god.
Exactly. And the state, and I've said many times that I believe that the state and the government is sort of is the next religion. It's a sort of worship. Where you pay...
They have rituals.
Your tithes.
They have offerings.
Yeah, you pay your tithes and taxes, and you go and you beg the master for more whatever you want, whether it's tax subsidies or health care or whatever it is, and then they give it to you or they reject you, whatever it is. But the idea that you can go to these people and get your solutions from them is just asinine. I think the solutions come from the free market. They come from individuals who take a risk and come up with solutions or come up with a market answer or invest into something and create something, not some centralized source that takes more and more from everybody and then doles it out to the few interests that are lobbied for, basically.
Also, I think that it bears mentioning that the government is extraordinarily inefficient. If you want to feed people, if you want to send people to school, you want to do all these things, mm-hmm. you couldn't find a less efficient way to do it than government. Generally, when you're dealing with situations like this, you'll find that more than half of the money that you're allocating to this doesn't go to feed people. It doesn't go to educate people. It goes to middle class government managers and bureaucrats mm-hmm. that basically tell folks no.
Yeah, that's the truth. So that's how the system works.
So the state creates these new buildings and puts the word Department of blah, blah, blah on top of them. And inside that building, you know, there's all these costs and expenses that this good money is going towards. And your feeling that you're helping people is diminished by the bureaucrats. And not only that, but they have to maintain these jobs and increase it to levels where it meets
right.
a certain, you know, accountability or whatever metrics they're using.
The people that are volunteering for Goodwill or the Salvation Army are not getting a 90% pension when they're done volunteering.
Sure.
They're in, they volunteer, and that's all that's expected of them, and that's all that they expect from the organization is to give them the opportunity to volunteer and to help others. Whereas these government bureaucrats, they have an expectation. They're getting in, they expect to be taken care of, they expect to have a decent paycheck, they expect to have benefits, they expect to have a pension when it's all over and done with. All
but they really could care less. They could give a flying flip about us in the marketplace who's support them mm-hmm. as to whether or not we have those things.
Not only that, but they also form a sort of thin gray line, if you will, of bureaucracy,
right.
and they're all in this sort of system together, and they put up with more tyranny, I think, because they do get their paycheck from that state entity, and so from there you have, I guess, the zealots of the religion, if you will, of the state, is those people who are employed by the state, those foot soldiers that, you know, are taking up a role in the machine of words and papers.
So the toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Just to give you an example of why it's a bad idea to have a monopoly, because most progressives would agree, if you were to ask them the question, is a monopoly a good thing? They would say, well, no,
monopolies are terrible.
But yet it's okay in their mind to have a monopoly on health care. Like, one of the most important services...
Single repair.
Right. One of the most important services to mankind's existence, the idea of being able to fix things that break or prevent them from breaking in the first place, etc., is very important. That you would put the most important of services in the hands of this bumbling, stupid, inefficient government, this dangerous organization that has a monopoly. You want to give one organization a total monopoly control over administration of healthcare services? That's a terrible idea. But to give you an example of why it's a bad idea, because everybody knows monopolies are unaccountable because there's nobody to compete. There's not a second option. There's nobody else down the street or across town that you can go to get the same or a similar service at a lower price, or better service at a slightly higher price. There's no competition. And so as a result of that, you get really crappy service. And just to give you an example, I posted some audio over at freekeen.com, I think it was earlier today or yesterday, about my phone call that I made to the sheriff's office. I had a question that I wanted to ask about filing a complaint about this bailiff that assaulted me yesterday at their courthouse. And the sheriffs are in charge of the bailiffs at the county courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire. So I wanted to talk to somebody about that. Now, I never actually really got to, because I'd called after hours and I didn't know, when I should call. So I was just calling to ask a question about who I need to talk to about this. But I couldn't really even get past the first part of the conversation, because when I called up, I asked the question, with whom am I speaking, as soon as the person answered the phone. Because the person didn't answer the phone like a lot of people in a business would. Hey, thanks for calling so-and-so business. This is Joey. No. Right. This person just simply said, Sheriff's Department, whatever. And I wasn't recording at that point in the conversation, but I was prepared to record the call. So I actually didn't start the recording until what happens at the beginning of the recording had already happened like 3 or 4 times. So what you hear in the very beginning, the rudeness on the part of this man, had already happened 3 or 4 times before I hit the record button. So here is the audio of which I'm speaking, where I called the Sheriff's Department in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. Record this call now. So with whom am I speaking?
Sir, how can I help you?
You can help me by telling me who you are.
This is the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Can I help you? That's the office is actually closed right now.
That's not who you are. So I'm asking you, as an ostensibly public servant, to identify yourself. With whom am I speaking? My name's Ian.
Okay, well, how can I help you, Ian?
Okay, now you have my name. It would only be fair for you to give me yours.
How can I help you?
Is there some reason why you're being obstinate?
I'm trying to figure out how I can help you, and I don't see how my name...
I've made it clear. I'm talking to another human being. I'd like to know to whom I'm speaking.
This is John. Hi,
John.
How can I help you?
Great, John. So, I'm calling today because...
Yeah.
So it took me a full minute since I hit the record button, almost a full minute
right.
since I hit the record button, probably
These
about 30
are the
seconds
people
that
will administer your health care
yeah,
because
right.
you've got a right to it.
And I didn't do anything to tip my hand when I called. Well, I just asked him who he was. I didn't say who I there was no reason for him to be rude to me.
Right.
None whatsoever.
Not yet, anyway.
I wasn't mean to the guy. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got features. We give them to you. You can enjoy them on us. Now, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our links for Amazon. You click into the right link for your country. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're getting a portion. You're getting the products you're looking for, and a portion of the purchase price is going to Free Talk Live. So just get your shopping done through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, and we'd appreciate it.
Do you think the Free State Project is a good idea? Are you frustrated with the languidity of the rate that the FSP is reaching the 20,000 mark, 20,000 signer mark? If so, consider this idea. A small group of liberty activists making telephone calls and petitioning in public areas for signers to the Free State Project Statement of Intent. We've gotten dozens and dozens of signers so far. But I, Mark Edge, pay these activists for their time, and I need you to sponsor some signers.
I did it.
You can go now to Free State Project. Right. I mean, you know, that's I don't know how to make people know that I'm, you know, this is me. I'm doing this, and I'm going to make this happen. I need you to go right now, you listening to my voice. If you believe in the Free State Project, to go to freestatenow.com and sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers.
All it would take would be for every single member of the Free State Project to sponsor one signer.
That's all it would take.
Yeah. Because there's over 10,000 members, and we want to reach 20,000.
They don't all listen to my show,
no,
and in order to, you know, be able to reach those folks, I'm going to have a better track record than the sort of dozens that I've gotten so far. I'd like to have, you know, hundreds that I've shown, and then people can really see the
effectiveness.
Effectiveness and the upwardness of the trending. Do it today, please. You'll get your signer. I, Mark Edge, guarantee it if I have to go out and get them myself. It's freestatenow.com.
Let's go to you and your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey there.
I was just going to say, I don't think he was rude. In my opinion, he was just evasive to the point of distraction.
I think it's rude when you call a purported business, you call an organization that is supposed to provide a service, in this case the sheriff's office, serve and protect, you call a business and you ask who you're talking to and they stonewall you. That's rude.
I mean, his name's John. It's a common name. There could be multiple Johns working there. And how hard is it to say your first name? I mean, really.
That's rude. I can't imagine. Well, I worked in retail for a long time, and I can't imagine ever answering the phone and behaving that way. That's rude.
So rude here is dictionary.com says discourteous or impolite, especially in a deliberate way.
Clearly he was being deliberate, and it is impolite to not give your name when you're talking to somebody on the phone at a business.
Now, that's the first definition. The other two, I would say, the caller's correct on. He wasn't without culture, learning, or refinement. He wasn't rough in his manners or behavior, unmannerly or uncouth. But I would say that he was discourteous impolite. Or impolite.
What was the? Can I ask you, if it was not too personal, what was the reason for calling the sheriff's office? Because I don't think I would even have a. I couldn't understand why I would ever call them.
Oh, I wanted to know about filing a complaint against one of their agents who assaulted me earlier in the day.
That'd be okay. Yeah. The only thing we know is 911. We don't even bother with the local anything around here because half the time they don't even want to respond. So you just kind of give up with them.
Well, they're not Probably. Obligated to respond.
No, nope, yeah. They're not. Hey, Bill, thanks.
I understand your frustration. I'm basically on your side, but I just kind of thought he was being more evasive. I don't think he didn't seem like he was really rude, but maybe I got the definition wrong. I'm sorry.
No problem, dude. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, one of the definitions of it. It had three definitions, and I'd say that he was right on two of the counts.
If I had behaved like that on the phone as I was running the electronics, electronics associate at the big Kmart back in the late 1990s, if I had behaved
Thank
that way...
Thank you for calling Kmart. How can I help you? Well, what's your name?
Yeah, okay. Right.
Thank you for calling Kmart. How can I help you?
Right. Electronics, this is Ian. How can I help you?
Your job would be handed to you at that point. Goodbye.
Right. Yeah, well, not only that, but like my prior experience working Radio Shack, I wanted to give my name out so that when they came in, I got a commission and that sales.
So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Mike, listening in Georgia to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Mike. Mike?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. You said Georgia. I'm in New Jersey, actually, right now.
Well, I apologize on behalf of the board op. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just calling about the sales tax and stuff like that because I ordered last night from Rosetta Stone, or if you know what that is. And they're out of Virginia. They charge sales tax back to New York. That's where I'm out of. That's where I live at.
Huh.
And it goes by your delivery address. I don't know how they do it. I know New York threatens a lot of companies.
Yep. New York was the first state to actually implement an internet sales tax, and maybe that's
the Empire State.
Yep. That's what's going on there.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's got other names other than the Empire State, but
that's bad enough for me.
Yeah,
it's just the government. They threaten everybody, and it's going to get worse probably.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely going to get worse until people are willing to actually do something about it. And by something, I mean more than just bitch and vote for the same old, lesser of two evils. Situation. They're going to have to be able to be willing to stand up and to take a risk and act like free people if that's what they actually want to
do. Just create alternatives. Spread the word. Do something.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. I'm trying to do it now.
Well, if you love liberty and you love the idea of being free and you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, I would look into the concept of the Free State Project because the Empire State ain't likely to be more free anytime soon.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Warren, listening also in New York. Warren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm listening to your conversation. I mean, people want the same liberties that they, are not willing to share with you, and I just don't understand. Like, when you're in court or something like that, they're supposed to be protecting us. Their public service, just like in your call. Like, how do they get away with punishing us more for trying to protect rights and freedoms that we need in the future?
They get away with everything.
Yeah, they don't think that you need rights and freedoms. They're reasonably certain that all your rights and freedoms are going to be protected perfectly as long as the government has control of all your rights and freedoms.
And they make it seem like it's a democracy, but then it ends up being the few people that make decisions. And I never agreed for anybody to tell me what to do with my first property, my body,
Yep,
and
I heard you.
I think something people can do is, go out and help. help people at traffic stops and stuff like that. I love watching cop blocks. You know, like,
yeah,
that's great because we got to fight ignorance and we can't do this like violently. And a lot of people.
Well, that's what we've been doing here. Is we've had people go out to traffic stops and help folks out, and that actually has happened here a number of times in New Hampshire because we've got enough activists together in the same place to make this stuff possible. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Warren. Here's the end of the call, by the way, which you can get the whole thing over at freekeen.com. This is my interaction with the sheriff. So, again, I finally, after a full minute plus of wrangling, got him to give up his first name, and then toward the end, are the offices open there?
8 to 4.
All right, John. Well, thanks so much. Oh, and by the way, what's your last name, John?
No, have a nice night.
He said, nope, have a nice night. Click.
Just like that. You will not hold me accountable.
Yep.
Exactly. I am above your accountability, Surf.
I wonder if he was just like the janitor.
We continue with Captain Ned, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Captain Ned.
Hey, guys. Great show, man.
Hey, and, Captain Ned. What's on your mind tonight?
Very informative call with your local public servant. He wasn't rude. He was just very efficient in following orders. I think I remember that in the 40s in Germany, something about trains, you know?
They all ran on time?
Yeah, they all ran on time, man. Everybody just lined up, got on, you know? Just their efficiency. Anyway, great calls from Frank commenting on the Christian who was powered by righteous indignation about feeding the hungry. That's what I mean about the rising tide. I haven't felt the tide, the water come up like this since the late 60s and early 70s, when I was a young capitalist paper boy, and I read every day about the blood-soaked hands in Vietnam of Robert McNamara, LBJ, and Dean Rusk. And when you saw those monks light themselves on fire, even somebody like myself, you thought, how can you possibly beat someone like that who's going to fight you like that in their homeland? You cannot beat them.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. I mean, they're defending their own turf, and... Yeah,
absolutely, and
no one has ever won in Afghanistan. No one.
No, you can't win in a civil war. It's like if the Chinese came into West Virginia and Kentucky, and you fought those squirrel hunters. You'd have a 10-year-old boy who can hit a squirrel from 50 yards in the head with a .22. That's who you're facing. You're not going to beat those guys. Anyway, have a great night, guys.
Hey, Captain Ned, don't hang up the phone. Captain Ned,
okay.
I'm going to put you on hold here because there was a gentleman we had on the line over the weekend, Jay Noon. He is the guy that was, Mark, you and I and JJ, we all went to his house. The state of Massachusetts, the town of Palmer, was trying to take his home. I believe nothing has happened yet, by the way, with that situation. I've been checking in on his Facebook page and his brother's Facebook page, and I haven't seen anything. But Jay was asking how to get in touch with you, so I'm going to put you on hold here. I'll have the board operator get you some information of how you can get in touch with Jay. On a personal basis, and maybe y'all could help each other out. So thanks, Captain Ned, and so we're putting you on hold here. And we're done for tonight, but back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.